This goes to Stacy Mullins, P, and I guess it's F like Frank, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 810-275-0307 regarding Vera, V-E-R-A, Bowman, B like boy, O-L-L, M like Mary, A, N like November. Date of birth 12/30/1952. Dear Miss Mullins, this is a consultation for Miss Bowman, who was sent for evaluation of elevated creatinine levels. Her creatinine levels were normal in July of 2020, 0.8 is greater than 60. But then August of 2021, 1.1 creatinine was noted with 49% GFR, 4/5 of 22 creatinine 1.1, 10/31 22 creatinine was 1.12, also 49. 12/28 of 22, creatinine increased to 1.4. Now we have 37. 3/21 of 23, creatinine 1.4, 37. The significant change that the patient had was lung cancer. It's a right lower lobe adenocarcinoma found in November of 2020. She's had 5 radiation treatments to that area, and she does see the radiation oncologist, Dr. Fireman. She also is very short of breath constantly and has severe COPD and requires continuous oxygen. And she uses the Inogen device while in the office. The patient currently denies headache or dizziness. She does have chronic shortness of breath. She's oxygen dependent. No current chest pain or palpitations. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have edema of the lower extremities. Currently, it's minimal. No neuropathic pain or numbness or tingling of the extremities. Past medical history, she has severe COPD, oxygen dependent, also pulmonary hypertension, a recurrent pancreatitis, degenerative joint disease, intermittent severe muscle spasms and contractions, which have been occurring for years, hyperlipidemia, osteoporosis, the right lower lobe pulmonary adenocarcinoma, microalbuminuria. She has a 3-centimeter left adrenal adenoma, prediabetes, pulmonary, and prediabetes. Past surgical history, she's had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral scalping oophorectomy in 2013, and that was from carcinoma and postmenopausal bleeding. She had the radiation treatment for the right lower lobe adenocarcinoma, 5 treatments. And she did have surgery on her left wrist and ORIF with pin placements, and the pins were removed later. Social history, the patient is an ex-smoker. She quit smoking in 2012. She occasionally consumes alcohol and denies illicit drug use. She is married, lives with her husband, and she is retired. She is in a wheelchair today also. Family history is significant for heart disease, type 2 diabetes, lung cancer, thyroid disease, and hypertension. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Combivent inhaler, 1 inhalation up to 4 times a day. Vitamin B12, 1,000 microgram monthly. Duoneb, 4 times a day per nebulizer. Ibuprofen or Advil sometimes as needed for pain. Trelegy Ellipta, 162.5/25, 1 inhalation daily. Cymbalta, 60 milligram, 2 daily. Strattera, 40 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril, 10 milligram daily, hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligram once a day. Physical exam, height 61 inches, weight 184 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff was 120 over 70, pulse 86, oxygen saturation is 92% on 4 liters of nasal cannula per Inogen device. Neck is supple, there's no carotid bruise, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, very distant sounds, no murmur. Abdomen, obese, non-tender, no ascites. Extremities, she's got 1+ edema of both lower extremities. She also has complaints of a slow urine flow and not making much urine, the patient reports. Labs, most recent lab studies were repeated with the creatinine levels were previously reviewed. 321 of 23, albumin 4.4, calcium is 9.7, sodium 138, potassium is 5.2, carbon dioxide 35, phosphorus 5.2, intact parathyroid hormone normal at 51.8, hemoglobin 11.7, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. 12/28/22, she also had normal AST 32, the ALT slightly elevated at 42, but usually liver enzymes are within the normal range. And hemoglobin, 10/31 of 22, is 11.7. Platelets 366,000 and white count 8.3. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio is 44. Urinalysis 4/5 of 22 is negative for blood and negative for protein. Assessment and plan. Stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with progression noted within the last 6 months. The patient does have a long-standing history of regular and daily use of oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. We've asked her to stop using any ibuprofen, Aleve, over-the-counter, any NSAIDs over-the-counter. She's also had some low blood pressure readings in the office, 110 over 60 and today 120 over 70, which actually dropped after she'd been sitting there down to 110 over 60. At the end of the visit. We're suspecting that lisinopril may be a bit strong and also could be causing the potassium levels to be higher than desirable. So we would like her to check her blood pressure at home for a week and call us with readings to see if we can either decrease or stop the lisinopril at that time. We want her to repeat all labs next week. We've scheduled her for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder because of the complaint of poor urinary output, and that's going to be done Thursday, April 6th in Mount Pleasant. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 6 weeks. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.